Hey, are you ready to create reliable revenue and master every detail of your hosting business? If you want to avoid compromising all those hospitality details that you love, but still approach hosting like the business it is, we created a free class just for you. Set aside 45 minutes. We promise it's worth your time. And go watch our value-packed workshop where we go over how to master every detail of your hosting business with our foolproof hosting business mastery method that will help you avoid hosting burnout. Growing, where simply starting your hosting business isn't always easy, but it can be simple. We'll help you avoid the three big mistakes that are keeping you stuck, tired, and overwhelmed as a short-term rental host so that you have a powerful revenue stream you can actually rely on.
If you're ready to take your hosting to the next level, head on over to thanksforvisiting.me/workshop to watch this on-demand training. Or send us a DM on Instagram with the word workshop. We'll send you the link and most likely a video DM. We love those. Again, that's thanksforvisiting.me/workshop.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to another great week. I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are...
Thanks for visiting. We're not together today, but we still have some great content for you. Before we get started, we're going to kick this episode off like we do each and every week, and that is sharing one of you, our listeners, who uses our hashtag... STR Share Sunday. Of course, STR stands for short-term rental. And if you use this hashtag on Instagram, we are prowling, we are looking for it so that we can share you on our Instagram and here on the podcast. Annette, who are we sharing this week?
Today, we are sharing at Sanbeast Retreats. I hope I'm saying that correctly. So at Sanbeast Retreats, it's SANBIS_retreats, and they are in Australia. And I'm so excited that they were using our hashtag. Ooh, you just need to go to the feed. I haven't seen a feed quite this beautiful in a long time. And the reason I'm going to tell you about the coherency and cohesiveness of their feed is that they also do branding and content shoots at their space. And you're going to see why when you go to their Instagram, why brands are, you know, drawn into the beauty of their property. You can do indoor shots, exterior. They have a pool. I mean, they're just close to the beach. It is absolutely gorgeous. And the one thing I just want to say, it is just like from the exterior paint color to the porch to all of the rooms, it's on brand. It's really, they're just telling a story and it's the same throughout. And I just encourage you, you know, they're doing that really well. They know what they want to be about, what type of guest they want to draw in. And they've taken every single detail and thought, hey, what type of brand would want to shoot some content here? What guest would like to stay here? So take a look at that, because you'll kind of take a look at the photo shoots and things that they've had there. And it's like, they created the brand. So it's like, wait a second, these are so in alignment. Of course they would want to shoot here. So I think if you're thinking about having, you know, dipping your toe into that of having maybe influencers or just brands come to your place, take a look at these color palettes, look online and see, you can see what people are looking at and what those color schemes are. And so how they can be neutral, but then there's also some things in their space that are drawing people in. So just look at them for inspiration. I am like, need to go through and like every single picture, but I'll do that after the episode. So thanks again, Sambeast Retreats. Hopefully Sarah and I can go down under and visit you and have our, oh, Sarah, we're working on our goals for 2022. Or so we should add this to it, is a brand photo shoot in Australia. I'll write it down
here for that. That sounds fantastic.
All right. Well, Sarah, let's get into the episode and our amazing guest we have this week.
Yeah. So today we're going to talk real estate investing along with a story that will surely inspire all the parents out there. Today we have Stacey St. John, who is a business chick who got bit by the bug of short-term rentals like we all do and has never looked back. She owns and manages Beachfront Properties in Myrtle Beach and loves helping others turn their real estate dreams into reality. And Stacey is not just talking the talk. She is walking the walk. She has recently built something epic, and it's not a short-term rental. We're going to get into that very soon. Stacey, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. And it's such a pleasure to be here. And I would like to volunteer to go along with you to the brand shoot down under.
Okay. You're
invited. That sounds great. You're in. You're done. You're in. You're the first one to hop in the boat.
The volunteering are you sponsoring it? Is that what I heard? Sarah, that's what I heard. All right. You're sold. You're done.
Hey, we could work something out.
Okay, got it.
All right. Well, Stacey, we are so excited to have you on the show. Let's start this episode off by sharing with our listeners more of who you are, how you got into the short-term rental industry, and then what you're up to today.
Sure. So this could be a little bit of a long story. So feel free to curb me if need be. But again, it's such a pleasure to chat with you and share with your listeners. I was in the corporate world and got into real estate investing, quite honestly, by accident. So I had purchased a condominium in Orlando, Florida for my college-bound son to go live in. And just after my husband and I closed on that property, he informed us that he no longer wanted to move. And I think there were probably a few choice words said, potentially. But after my husband and I kind of, you know, settled down, we thought, okay, what are we going to do? Right. So we very quickly decided that we were going to get a property manager and rent it out as a long-term rental. In this particular community, short-term rentals were not allowed. And so we jumped right into long-term rentals. And after a little bit of time, you know, we were kind of looking at each other one evening saying, hey, we're like making money. Like, why aren't we doing more of this? And so we really started our real estate investing journey by accident and not knowing a darn thing about what we were doing as investors. So fast forward, I spent a lot of time really learning the real estate industry. I got my real estate license to help support our investing journey. We started buying long-term rentals and flipping properties, and that was super fun. I enjoyed every experience that I had. But actually, during COVID, we were finishing a flip. And we had intended on using our profits from that flip to purchase another long-term rental. And here in Ohio, where I live, there were all these eviction moratoriums popping up. And we, again, kind of looked at each other, scratching our heads, going, I don't know if it makes sense right now to buy another long-term rental. And so we decided, well, hey, we've always talked about having a short-term rental. Let's investigate. And so off I went for about 6 months doing research and educating myself. And we bought our first beachfront property in the summer of 2020. So it has not been that long. But boy, oh boy, it's been such a ride ever since. We now have 7 properties that we own. I'm starting to manage properties down in Myrtle Beach. And I have lots of other fun stuff going on in my life as well. So it's been just so wonderful.
That is crazy inspiring, Stacey. And I mean, listeners, if that doesn't inspire you, airing of this episode should be here at the beginning of January 2022. And maybe you've made some goals for yourself for this year, or maybe you've yet to do that. And if you haven't done it yet, it's never too late. And I think Stacey is a fantastic example of just saying like, hey, this doesn't make sense. Let's try this. And putting the research in, but at the end of the day, you can educate yourself and you can listen and you can write and do all those things. But until you take action, not much is going to happen. And so then Stacey, I mean, there's a big elephant in the room. Our listeners don't know that yet. But so then what happened next? So now you've got your license, you own 7 properties, you're doing long-term, short-term, you're managing. What else did you do to kind of really immerse yourself into the short-term rental investing world?
So in March of 2021, a fellow real estate agent reached out to me, and he was in Galveston, Texas. And he said, hey, I know you're buying properties at the beach, and I am actually serving people who are buying at the beach, my real estate clients, but they're asking me questions about short-term rentals that I don't know how to understand or I don't know how to answer. And so would you mind just helping me put together like some information for them just to kind of set myself apart as a real estate agent? And I said, sure, no problem. I'll be happy to just kind of jot down on paper what I think would be helpful for them to learn when they're buying at the beach. And I started, you know, writing some notes out, and I thought, well, gosh, I've been doing it for a while now. It's hard to go back and remember what I didn't know at the time when I purchased my first one. So I had popped into a women's Facebook group for real estate investors and asked a question in the group, something like, hey, if you were buying a short-term rental at the beach for the first time, what types of things would you want to learn about? And the floodgates opened. I mean, there are all these comments that started pouring in, and I was flabbergasted and excited at the same time. And someone said within one of those comments, hey, you should start a Facebook group about this. And I thought, yeah, I should start a Facebook group about this. That sounds fun. So that was in March of this year. And as of the date of this recording, we just hit 18,000 members who are all women from all walks of life, from all around the world, who are either currently investing in short-term rentals, they want to be investing in short-term rentals. Some of them are scaling their short-term rental portfolio. Some of them are just spectators. They've heard about short-term rentals and they're kind of wanting to find out what it's all about. So we have the most amazing community of women who are all helping each other learn about this amazing industry that we're in.
Which is so exciting. We didn't give you the heads up, Stacey, that I'm going to ask you this question, but I think you're right to answer it. So why is it important to you that it is a women's short-term rental investment? No, gentlemen, we know I have gentlemen listen. We love all of you. And so, but definitely hang out and listen to Stacey's answer, because we want to maybe keep an open mind as to why it's important. Because I know you probably get gentlemen who ask to join the group, and you've made the decision to keep it women, whoever identifies as a woman only. Why does that continue to be important to you?
Yeah. You know, for me personally, I will say, I think women think differently. As women, we are handling so many things, not that men aren't either, right? They absolutely are. But I do feel like as someone who is fed, my own inner spirit is fed by helping other people. And when I help other people, I want to be able to identify with what they're going through from a business perspective and from a mindset perspective and from a mom perspective and a wife perspective. And so those are the types of things that we cover inside of that group. I feel like it's how I can serve my community best by just being me.
That is the perfect answer. And I think there's something to be said about listeners, we're not talking about 1,800. We're talking about 1,800 members. And I think that I know that that is a mirror on this issue where women feel like they need a safe space in which to talk about real estate, right? It doesn't, they need it. It doesn't mean it's necessary. It doesn't mean they can't join any other real estate conversation that has both men and women. But there is obviously this need for women to feel like, you know what, there's just people who get me, who have had the same perspective-ish from the female perspective that I have. And so here's my place. And so what are you seeing inside of there, Stacey? What's going on? What are you guys talking about? And any success stories that you could share with us?
So a couple of things that come to mind, but something that you mentioned a moment ago, I would love to touch on, which is a safe space. Mm-hmm. And again, it's something that's near and dear to my heart. There are so many Facebook groups today, right? We can find a Facebook group probably about how to have a Facebook group, right? So there are so many options out there. And there are so many options for Facebook groups when it comes to real estate investing and investing in short-term rentals. One of the things that I've really tried to approach with my Facebook community is to, again, as you mentioned, create that safe space. So in my community, it's all positive and encouraging. And I actively train the folks within the community and share with them, if you see someone comment in a manner that isn't in alignment with that positive approach and encouraging approach, please report that content to me and they will be removed. And so I spend a fair amount of time removing people from my group because they don't align with the behaviors and the community that I want to build. So I just wanted to share that within that group, again, we really strive to create that safe zone where someone can come in and say, hey guys, or gals, I should say, I'm struggling. I really want to buy a short-term rental, but I'm a single mom and I don't know how to put myself in a financial position, you know, where I can buy something. And what is the most rewarding thing of all is to see the comments flooding in to say, yes, you absolutely can buy something. And I did the same thing. And here's how I did it. Or you might consider this, or reach out and ask so-and-so about that. Right? So it's women banding together to help other women. And it gives me goosebumps like talking about it because it is so refreshing to see people paying it forward in a world and a day and age where I feel like there's so much negativity and so many people tearing each other apart. It's amazing. It's the only word that I can come up with. It is simply amazing to see the power of that positive approach.
I agree with you. It is amazing. Listeners, if you're like, okay, tell us where we can sign up, we will obviously put all this information to reach out to Stacey and her group in the show notes so you can explore that. And Stacey, you mentioned a little while ago that you got inspired because a real estate agent asked you, what are some things? So, off the top of your head, one or two things that you remember those people who were flooding into when you asked them, what are the questions that you have about investing in short-term rentals? What were some of those questions and what were some of your answers to those questions?
Some of the questions were first, how do I get started? Like what I've heard about short-term rentals, but how do I even start? What should I be looking at? The types of questions also that I see a lot are, where's the best place to invest, mm-hmm. right? I always answer that question by, well, it depends. What are your goals? What are you trying to accomplish, right? In this fantastic industry that we're in, we can be profitable in most any market when we have the right property, obviously, but when we are managing our property and hosting our guests in a way that they are feeling delighted and inspired to come stay with us. So I really, really want to encourage your listeners and the folks that I have the pleasure of speaking with on a regular basis, that it all starts with your goals and your objectives, and everything else you do has to surround those. So, you know, again, lots of other questions like what color should the wall be? Should it be blue or orange? Or do I need a logo for my short-term rental? Or do I need a website? Or, you know, just all kinds of questions from across the spectrum. But at the end of the day, I go back to, all right, well, what are your goals? What are you trying to accomplish in 1, 3, 5 years down the road? And then all your decisions will ladder up aligned with those goals when you play your cards right.
Stacy, I want to ask you about your portfolio specifically. Also, it sounded you went from like, you know, 0 to 7, it sounds like. Can you, because I know that most of our listeners, even if they purchased their first one, they are, like you said, you were bit by the bug. We are all bit by the bug. You know, Sarah and I are already like, how are we going to buy more this week? So can you walk us through your personal story of how did you start to acquire them and that quickly? Because, you know, you sound like a pretty detail-oriented, you're going to make sure the numbers work and you're going through all these things. How did you make that happen so quickly? Is it just you and your husband? Do you have partners? Can you kind of take us through your journey of purchasing all of those? And are they, is it multifamily? Was it 7 doors under 1? Can you talk a little bit about your specific portfolio?
Absolutely. So within the Myrtle Beach market, it is primarily made up of resorts, beachfront resorts. And so we had decided when we were looking to purchase our first property, we wanted to be within one of those resorts. There are absolutely single family homes that are within the market, but we wanted to be on the ocean with an amazing ocean view. And so within our price point, we really found ourselves in a place where, hey, looks like we're going to get a condo. We were very specific in what budget we wanted and what type of area we wanted. So we actually purchased our first 2 properties at the same time. We flew down to Myrtle Beach and we had intended on buying one, but we were kind of bit by the bug right there. So we bought 2. It was not a buy one, get one free deal. I wish it had been, but it was not. So we bought our first 2. Those properties, let me back up and say, my approach is I love to buy properties that nobody else wants. So I buy, you know, you see the old Homevestors commercials on TV, we buy ugly houses. I always share with people, I buy ugly condos, right? And so we rehabbed those 2 properties that we first purchased. We did a light rehab on them, but we restaged them. And we restaged them on purpose to look very different than most other things in the market or at that same resort where we were launching our condos. So that was in the summer of 2020. And we very quickly in December of that year purchased another condo. Same exact scenario. We bought a super ugly one. We got a great deal because nobody else wanted it. And we made it beautiful. And we started at that point thinking, okay, hey, we're on to something here. We're in a highly competitive market where properties are flying off the shelf within a couple of hours. But when we're buying things that are ugly, you know, they're more apt to negotiate with us or they're sitting on the market for longer. And so, you know, those sellers are really looking to find a buyer. And so we, you know, again, had the good fortune of buying really great deals. So fast forward again to the springtime, we bought our 4th property. Again, same exact model. And then I started scratching my head going, hey, at some point in time, our cash is going to run out for all these down payments, right? We weren't buying multi-million dollar properties.
Were these on the market too? Because I know our listeners are going to want to. So these were not off-market deals. These were all MLS properties. Okay, love that.
They were all MLS properties.
Love that. Okay.
In the meantime, I had started sourcing off-market properties for our friends to buy. Because our friends started saying, well, I want a condo too. So I was actively helping them source off-market properties, but all the properties I had purchased at that point were on the MLS. So I, again, realized that we needed to expand our thinking to be able to bring in partners to help us scale our portfolio. And I will share with you, in the beginning, my husband had a lot of reservations about bringing on a partner, and I understand why. You know, we've all heard the horror stories of working with partners and real estate deals and how they can go south. And so we were very cautious about the partners that we selected and still select to this day. But I will share with you, I'm very active in my local real estate investor community. And I, again, live in Cincinnati, Ohio. So, you know, the Greater Cincinnati Real Estate Investors Association has been a tremendous resource for me personally, not only to grow my skills as a real estate investor, but to meet people and network with other folks. And, you know, after a while, you begin to build relationships with people and you have conversations and you understand that, hey, this person might be a really great fit for what I'm doing and vice versa. That's the goal of a partnership, for it to be a win-win, right? You each bring individual skill sets or resources to a deal. And so we actively are investing with partners, and we're also continuing to build our own portfolio with just my husband and I as well.
I think that's so inspiring. I mean, Annette and I can attest to that. And my husband and I, we invest in properties. We usually do our partnerships with our flips, right? We bring in financial partners who make a great percentage off of us borrowing their money. But with long-term holds, right, with something you're not going to sell right away, partnerships get a little bit trickier, right? Because you are essentially marrying this person in the real estate deal. And so it's a big decision. Just think how long you date someone. Well, most people, I don't want to say all, and I know of great relationships that met on the first date and then got married shortly thereafter. I'm not saying it's a hard set rule, but Annette and I actually are buying our first property together, and we brought in a financial partner with us because we have certain skill sets and know-how and partnerships and relationships. And this third party or this other person, you know, didn't have those things, but they have a traditional W-2, right? They have a corporate job. And so there were some pieces that we just kind of fit together and it felt right. It was win-win. And also the vision for the project needs to be win-win as well. If you've got a bunch of people with different visions, they might have the different puzzle pieces coming together, but then the vision is just all wrong. And then how are you going to have this long-term business plan unfurl? And so having an exit plan and making sure everyone agrees that what we want year one, two, three to look like is also really important. But again, it's like, however you can get your hand on a good deal, as long as it's with partners that you can trust and have a vision with, it's just real estate's a no-brainer. And especially if you've got something as special as a short-term rental industry that you are in love with, and you understand that it's a hospitality business that you're getting into and not just real estate, it is real estate plus hospitality, then I think that's a winning combination.
Yeah. You know, something that you said a moment ago about partnerships and planning your exit strategy, I absolutely believe you must plan your breakup on paper before you ever enter into a deal.
Okay. Yeah. Right? So what's your breakup? Tell our, like, no, listen, like, let's be honest. Like, so with your new partners, which are not your husband, which we hope you never break up with your husband. What is that breakup plan, Stacey? Like, let's share with our listeners how you've worked through that with your other partners.
So the breakup is this. So on paper with my partners, we have agreed that should one of us want to sell our equity interest in the LLC, so our properties are all held in individual LLCs. Each individual property is in its own LLC. And with our partners, we each have a certain number of shares within the LLC. Okay. If one partner or the other decides, hey, we want to sell, then the other partner has the opportunity to buy them out, right? To buy their shares. So that is the first order of business. If that partner does not want to buy them out and says, hey, we'll just work with another partner, the remaining partner must agree. So I'm not saying this very clearly. If I want to sell my shares and you are the remaining shareholder, yep, and I bring you somebody to say, hey, Sarah, Annette, here's your new partner, you have to agree that they're a good partner for you.
Right.
So the selling shareholder cannot just insert a partner without the remaining shareholders saying, hey, I'm giving this the thumbs up, or whoa, Bessie, hold on. You know, I want to dig into this further. So that's number two. If both parties decide they want to sell, obviously, then the exit strategy would be such that the profits from the real estate investment would be divvied up or distributed in accordance with how many shares each party holds. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. And absolutely, listeners, where you put all this is usually in an operation agreement, right? And so this all gets written out, usually with the help of a lawyer. That's usually the easiest way to do it, because you want to make sure that your words aren't minced. And the lawyers are supposed to be good at making sure that everything is very clear and there's only one way to interpret a sentence. But yeah, and honestly, there's no one way to do that, right? Like, that's what worked for Stacey. That is actually very similar to what Annette and I have decided. So that is one great way to do it. It keeps everyone happy for the long haul and has a great business relationship, just like any other relationship, right? When you get married, you talk about, do you want kids? How are you going to raise them? Where are you going to live? And you hope that along your journey, and we all change as we grow, that we all grow together. So I love that.
Absolutely. The other thing that I think is important when it comes to the partnerships is that everyone understands their roles and responsibilities, and it's clearly documented in that operating agreement how decisions are made. Mm-hmm. I think that is one of the biggest challenges when I've heard the horror stories, and you've heard them too as well. You know, if there are differing opinions on how a situation should be handled, or whether, you know, there's a cash call and one partner wants to put in money and the other one doesn't. I mean, that it can be really, really challenging and add a lot of stress, not only to the relationship between the partners, but to your own life, right? I don't want
absolutely
that stress. So making sure that all of those details are clearly documented. And again, every party has a line to them, meaning the attorneys. And each member of that LLC or each shareholder is really, really important, I believe, in order to have a success story down the road.
I know, Annette and I couldn't agree more.
Stacey, are you still only buying ugly condos, or have you moved on? Or are you staying right there?
I am still buying ugly condos because
I love it.
I tell you what, it is so fun to me to walk into a space and think, boy, oh boy, this is ugly, but look at that view, right? And so in a matter of a few weeks, I can walk in and say, wow, look at that view and look at this beautiful space too. So I am still sticking with the ugly condos for now.
I love it. And hey, look, the view, you can't create the view. You can create the space inside. So I think that's great. And I think that's super encouraging to our listeners, that you're finding stuff on the MLS. It's not like you're out there door knocking or sending out mailers. It's like, look, this stuff is on the MLS. It's the market is not as hot as everybody. You know, if you're willing to just say, look, I've got to look for the diamonds in the rough a little bit, it can yeah be found. So we're going to have to go stay at one of your not so ugly condos anymore.
Well, and I think something that Stacey said, it's really important, listeners, too, and I would repeat this on every episode if I had the chance, is to remember that you make your money when you buy it, right? And that at first, when I first heard that, it didn't make sense to me. I was like, well, no, you make your money when you like rent it out on Airbnb and VRBO. Like, right, that's when you, no. Because if you bought it for too high a price, if you invest too much in it and it doesn't make sense for the market, there is a market for short-term rentals. There is a nightly rate that you might be able to smash it because you've got some really unique amenity, and that's awesome. But you still have to account for off seasons and water issues and all those sorts of things. All those numbers have to play into how much you buy the property for. So you have to buy it right, which is why Stacy buys them in ugly condition, all the ones they don't want. And she adds value to them by bringing them up to date, furnishing them correctly, and making sure that all the amenities and the special attributes of the property are being showcased so that she can stand out in that resort as well. Like all those things have to come in and meet for in order for it to be a successful purchase. Right, Stacy?
Absolutely. I think so many folks get excited about short-term rentals because of the cash flow that it brings. And especially if they have had a history in being a real estate investor and having long-term rentals, because the cash flow is so much greater in a short-term rental. So that can be really enticing. And not that that's not great, but I believe that there are multiple ways that you can make money in real estate, right? So in addition to that fantastic cash flow, hey, let's have an appreciating asset that we've gotten at a bargain basement price, hopefully. And we have increased the value by the updates that we've made. So again, you're making money on the equity in the property as well as the cash flow from the short-term rentals themselves.
And there's tax shelters too. That's a whole other episode. So
it's a whole other episode.
Stacy, real quick. So, well, not real quick, but so we met Stacy listeners. I think we were brought together by our fellow, you know, Stacy's got an audience and we've got an audience, and our audience has kind of said, you women all need to meet. And so we did. Annette and I got off a call with Stacy. We were like, she's our person. Like, we love what she's doing. And Stacy, you said that in 2022 here, very shortly, I think in the next day or so, you're going to be opening up an opportunity for all of our listeners, for all of your Facebook members to come together and learn. Can you share more about that?
Yes, I am so darned excited about this. I get excited about a lot. Let me say, I love being excited, but I'm really excited about this. So this is something that has been a passion project for me. And it is a short-term rental virtual summit for women. Go figure, it's for women. But we are bringing together 12 speakers from all around the world. And we're having them give us the scoop and dish the dirt on everything that short-term rental owners, investors, and hosts want to learn about. So we have so many fabulous names. Am I allowed to name drop? Should I name drop?
Yeah. Name drop.
Sarah and Annette. Okay. Hello, people. If that doesn't make you want to buy a ticket, I don't know what does. But anyway, so Sarah and Annette, thank you for being a part of this, such an exciting event. But we've got folks like Julie George from Down Under. We've got folks like Tracy Northcott from Japan. We've got speakers from England. We've got speakers from the US. But what we're talking about are brass tacks, blocking and tackling, action-oriented topics that my hope is that the ladies who join us for the summit walk away after those 4 days and say, oh my gosh, I cannot wait for the rest of this year to move my business forward and move myself forward. Like, I am going to achieve my goals this year. And this summit has helped them do that. So
we're very excited to be a part of it as presenters, and also to bring this to you, our listeners. It's going to be taking place January 25th through the 28th. Is that correct, Stacy?
That is right? Correct.
All right. And if you want to learn more about it and hop on the Thanks for Visiting ticket, you can go to thanksforvisiting.me/summit2022. So that's our Thanks for Visiting website. Thanks for Visiting. That's FOR.me/summit2022. And you can learn more about how you can snag your tickets to this virtual event. Again, it is virtual. So you can hang out in front of your computer and learn from all sorts of different perspectives from all over the world as it relates to the short-term rental industry, which I think is very unique, Stacey. And I love how you've harnessed how everyone understands Zoom now. And the short-term rental industry is exploding because of the pandemic. And so you've just taken all these elements and you're putting them together, and we couldn't be more excited to be a part of it. So listeners, if you've got questions, again, thanks for visiting.me/summit2022. We'll also have more information in the show notes. And so thanks for inviting us to be a part of that, Stacey.
Thank you.
Yeah. And we'll also, we'll have show in our show notes too, we'll put a link to Stacey's Facebook group also there. So you're going to want to make sure to check that out. But Stacey, what's for 2022, we're going to be watching you. We're going to have to, you know, have you back on, and we're going to maybe have to show some people some of your before and after pics of your We Buy Ugly condos. You need to, is that website taken? We should probably take a peek.
I don't know, but I kind of feel like I need to go check.
I know. Oh, wow. But at least we're recording this before it comes out. Do you have anything else before we hop off here, Stacey, for our listeners?
I would just say one of the biggest challenges I hear people saying when they're just getting started in this space is, I don't know where to start. I don't know what to do. And I just applaud you two for paying it forward and for investing your time and energy and resources into helping your listeners, because what you're doing is making an impact on women's lives. I know it because they actually talk about your podcast in my Facebook group. And so kudos to you both for what you're doing. And thank you.
Awesome.
It is what gets us up in the morning, Stacey. And I know that thanks for visiting, and Stacey St. John can link arms, and we can just bring more real estate opportunities and education to the female perspective. I think nothing but great things can happen. Hey, gents out there, we can't tell you, we've got gentlemen members inside of our membership hosting Business Mastery who got involved because they wanted their partners to happen to be women involved. And so this was their way of saying, come on in, the water's great and it's a safe space. And so I invite, no matter who you are, what, male, female, whatever, real estate is an awesome opportunity. And of course, if you want to share that on a short-term rental basis with travelers, now is the time. People are traveling and working from anywhere and doing it at their own pace. And it's really exciting time for the real estate industry as well. So Stace, thank you for sharing your insight and your gifts with us. And with that, I am Sarah Karakayan.
I am Annette Grant, and together we are.
Thanks for visiting. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products, from hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers. We've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros, is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us.
That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.